Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome to Axel Fjellman, who is the ambassador of Sweden. And welcome to Fred, and thank you for being with us. So, first of all, what does this opportunity mean to you, and how would you describe your experience as a judge here in Venice?
So, I would say it's an honor to be able to represent my country and also an independent cinema. I feel really, really happy that I was chosen, and I don't take it lightly, I guess. I'm very happy. And you were asking also about my experience as a judge, a jury member. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a very...
Yes, I know that you cannot speak about films
exactly.
That you are seeing, I know. But in general, how do you feel to be here with this role?
It's very interesting. Firstly, also during when you're watching a movie, you see the different reactions of different people. Some people might look at it and you see, oh, they're getting bored. Some other are really like grasped and they're leaning forward and very concentrated. So that's very interesting. And also, as soon as we go out of the room, we kind of start chatting a bit about it. But we try to keep most of the conversation for our jury meetings. And that's when, we meet all 27 plus Céline Chama and also Karel, I think his name is. So they're both the kind of directors of the jury. And that's when we can really talk in depth. We talk about 30 minutes per movie. So that's really, everybody can have the chance to speak. Yeah, it's cool.
And Axel, I read in your profile, you said that the best of you is the film that make you fell in love with cinema.
Yeah.
It's right. Okay. And why, first of all? And how's your background? And how is your background?
So,
what is your background?
My cinematic background or my personal background?
Both.
Okay. Well, yeah. The Best of Youth, or La Meglio Gioventù, my dad showed it to me. Me and my twin. And I think both my parents have always shown us many movies. My mom still buys a lot of DVDs, and my dad always like tries to find something interesting. And so I think that's how my love for movies started in the family. We sat down to watch The Best of Youth, and I of course remember that it was very long, so I think it took us 2 or 3 days to actually watch it. But I was just amazed at how influential it could be, how you really you're sucked in their lives, and when they go to Norway, you feel like you're in Norway. When they go to Venice and it's all like flooded, you're like, well, I want to like, I'm here and I know what's happening. And you feel it in the scene. But also, it's been a few years since I've watched it, so I don't know every detail of it. But I think the movie showed me that cinemas can be very, like, you can have many hopes and goals, and it's a very three-dimensional art. Yeah.
And going back to Sweden, to film theater you are representing here in Venice is Zita in Stockholm. Yeah. And are there any film festival related to this film theater, or more generally, what are the main film festival in your own country?
Getting back to the other question, is that I'm half Swedish, half Italian.
Okay.
Born and raised in Brussels, so that's my cultural background.
Okay.
So I actually have never lived in Sweden.
Okay.
But I go there 2 or 3 times a year. And actually, before applying to 27 Times Cinema, I got the chance to go to Zita. I went there in March. I had arrived, I think, the day before going, and I texted my friend, I really want to go to a cinema in Stockholm. Like, let's go. And there was a... Actually, you could... it's not really a festival, it's more of a cinema event they do. And it was the French Tuesdays. So every Tuesday there would be a French movie. And that day was quite special. It was short films from the Francophonie, the Francophone coalition of countries in the world. And you had members of the French Cultural Institute there. So it was also a good place for discussion. And I really loved the short films they were showing. So I would say that's a really cool event Zita Folketsbio does, actually. When it comes to festivals, I don't know too much about them. I mean, the big ones we often talk about are Cannes, Berlinale, the Venice Biennale. But I haven't been to big events in Sweden yet, but it could be interesting to do that.
Okay, and moving back to Venice, which one of the 27 times cinema in activities, so masterclass, workshop, are you looking forward to the most, and why?
I'm not sure. I've really enjoyed the things we've done so far, and actually, one task we have that I really like is doing a vlog. They asked us to do some content for Europa Cinemas, and one of them was to do a vlog, and I kind of like that medium. It's quite fun, you can be creative. But apparently we have a masterclass with Céline Chama, and that sounds quite exciting. I mean, we've been able to engage with her a lot, and it's cool to be able to talk even more.
Okay, thank you, Axel, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Sweden for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.